Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and Talk960.com. Let's get to it. Merry Christmas to everybody.
I know.
We're so close.
Merry Christmas. We are so close, just a few days away, right?
Yes.
You know what? We thought that we would do something really special today and have a very special guest to bring us a very special seasonal message, if you will. But I think it'll be a message that we might want to take with us kind of as a daily thing, you know, from what I'm told, that we might want to do that after we hear it. You know, Roxanne, this person is really special to me, and I know I'm always talking about all these people, but, you know, I've been so fortunate that in the work that I've had an opportunity to do, to just meet wonderful, outstanding leaders and community members that are passionate and compassionate mm-hmm. about the work that they are doing. And, you know, this gentleman, when I met him, I just knew just a pillar.
Yeah.
In our community.
And I've known him for many years as well.
Yes, and just a pillar in our community and just his heart, his family, the family that he's created through the organization that he is at the helm of. So we want to welcome Pastor Bill Edwards with us this morning. He's the executive director of the Rescue Mission Alliance, Victor Valley, which is formerly known and commonly known
the
to
Victor
most of
Valley
us
Rescue
as the Victor
Mission.
Valley
so you know
Rescue
about it.
Mission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to try and make that brand happen, right? Mm-hmm. So, Pastor Bill, we want to welcome you to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Thank you so much for being here today. I don't want to take up a lot of time because what we've asked you to do is, you know, as we're moving into the holiday season, that celebrates the birth of a baby that was born in a manger because, you know, they said there's no room at the inn, right? I align that with kind of the work that you've been doing for all these many years here in the high desert with making sure there's room, right? And so I just want to say thank you on behalf of Roxanne, myself, and El Dorado. You know, thank you and your wonderful staff for all that you do to meet people where they are and helping them move into their better selves, right? And so you do that in love and in faith. And today you've come to share with us a holiday or Christmas message that I believe deeply is going to inspire and help us to reflect. So welcome to the show. Mm-hmm. So
welcome,
glad
Bill.
To have you.
Thank you, Roxanne. Thank you, Regina. And, you know, it is a pleasure to be here. So Merry Christmas to you both and to
all
the listeners out there
yes.
today. It is a blessing to get to celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
Right? I just want to talk about the reminder, right? Why do we celebrate Christmas?
Mm.
Right? And it really is that reminder for us to look, to stop and slow down and You notice around this time of year, everybody's a little more joyous, maybe
yes.
hopeful.
Yes.
A lot of people have smiles on their faces that maybe weren't there before.
Yes.
There's just a...
Optimistic of the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, I...
Kinder.
I would say a spirit.
Yeah.
Of cooperation amongst this holiday. So the reminder is for us to remember what occurred, right? The Jewish people were waiting for centuries, right? We wait 5 minutes at a stoplight. We're like, what is
going on,
right? We can't see around the car in front of us. These folks waited for centuries for this Savior. And it was long time coming. Lots of faithfulness and prayers and moments of being unsure
mm-hmm.
for the people.
Right.
But then it happened, right? And what a great and miraculous entering into this world. I was just talking about this morning with a friend of mine. It's like, how much limiting did Jesus have to put upon himself to come to this earth as a baby?
Yeah.
When out of his mouth, one word created the universe. Right?
Wow.
How do we, my mind just explodes just with that one simple thing to think about.
Right.
It's incredible. And yet he came as a baby and tells us wrapped in swaddling cloths, born
in a manger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a manger, right? Where the cattle were. And it was not where humans stayed. It just wasn't.
Right.
But that's where he was born, right? Into this world, in a place. So for us, as we go about our day, right? There's a couple days left before we're going to celebrate Christmas. You know, my encouragement to you, the listeners, is to reflect on why you're celebrating Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is there really cool gifts to give one another? Is there a nice meal to eat? There's family to sit with and reminisce. But I want to encourage them to take the moments
mm-hmm.
and reflect back on what actually occurred that night.
Right. What are we celebrating?
What are we celebrating?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the birth of our Savior.
Yeah.
You know, I love how the Bible describes that moment, right? You have the shepherds, and the angels appear to the shepherds first. Why? You know, why? And you have to ask that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I inductively study the Bible, and it's observe, interpret, and apply. So you ask these questions, like the question I asked before, like, how much limits did Jesus have to put on himself to come into this world as a baby
right.
when one word created the universe?
Right.
Right? Why did they, again, observe, interpret, apply, why did they go to the shepherds? Why did the angels go there?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the shepherds came in and started sharing that they saw an angel. And all these things occurred. And it's just incredible when you begin to think about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jesus showed himself to what he identified as, because he's a shepherd. He's our shepherd.
Mm.
He cares for us. Right? What does it say? My sheep will know my name.
Yeah.
Well, they will know my voice and they will know me.
Yeah.
Right? When they hear me. So if you ever watch the videos of a shepherd calling his sheep, some random stranger can stand there and look at the sheep all day and call, say, hey, come here, sheep, and they ignore them. But when their shepherd comes and that shepherd calls them, they come running.
Yes.
Right? And so Jesus, man, he called my name, you know, 20 plus years ago.
Yeah.
And he said, Bill, come. And I came. And I want to say I've been totally faithful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, I had lots of things in my background that God had to walk me through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, come when you're perfect. Just know that. It's not about perfection. It's come as you are.
And I'm thinking, Pastor Bill, as you're talking, I'm thinking that the opportunity, we would not have the opportunity, right, had it not been for that baby.
If the baby didn't come,
mm-hmm.
then salvation wouldn't have happened.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So reflect on that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. 33 years from the time he was born till he was hung on a cross. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot in that 33 years. And that was always the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And again, I think about these things throughout when I read scripture. Like, he was 12 years old teaching in the temple. His parents lost him, I think, for if the reference is right, for more than a day. And they're like, where were you? Well, I was about my father's business. 12 years old, teaching in the temple. And, you know, you're like a 12-year-old sitting in the temple teaching grown men. And because he had that. Spirit was upon him. He was able to.
Because of who he is.
His word is what we read, right? John 1:1, right? The word was God. The word is God. The word was God. So we have the word.
And his acts are what we, on our best days, I think, try to fulfill and emulate, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's because, again, he came as a baby, right?
Yeah.
Pastor Bill, you were sharing with us before we went on air a little observation that was kind of like an aha moment with, I think, our age group absolutely remembers the Charlie Brown Christmas special. I mean, it is just a classic, right?
It is.
Do you mind sharing with us that observation?
Sure. So when Linus, when Charlie Brown approaches Linus and he's all frustrated and, oh, what is Christmas all about, right? Because the play's not going well. And Linus just stops, walks over to the stage, and he makes this speech, but he quotes Luke 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, when he says, fear not, for the first time in the cartoon's history, Linus lets go of his blanket.
Right, that security blanket.
That security blanket,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And he lets go of it, and he proceeds to deliver this message of hope out of the Bible, that for unto you this night a Savior is born. Right?
Yes.
They're so beautiful. Those words are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people miss that,
mm-hmm.
that he drops that blanket for the first time ever. And he looks at the crowd and he says, fear not. And the angels, when they spoke to those shepherds, fear not.
Yes.
And so I challenge you today. Maybe today you got a security blanket you're hanging on to, right?
Yes.
Maybe you need to let that go today.
Yeah, fear not.
Fear not.
Yeah.
And go before your Savior,
yes.
Jesus Christ, and ask him to help you with that.
Sanctification
is a process, Regina, right? Right? I mean, 17 years ago on August 1st, I got clean as sober.
Mm.
20 years of doing the wrong thing. The wrong reasons, and God completely interrupted my life and said, hey, I got a better plan for you.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
He said, fear not. And I said, okay, Lord.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And look at the amazing work that he has been able to do and accomplish, and the lives that have been touched, and the healing that has taken place because of Rescue Mission Alliance, Victor Valley.
All glory to God, Regina. You know, I didn't sit in my rehab 17 and a half years ago on August 1st going, I want to be the director of a rescue mission.
Mm-hmm.
I just did not want to live that life anymore.
Right.
And all of our folks that we serve, Regina, that's our hope, is they get to that place where they realize, you know, Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Well, I can't just tell somebody, well, stop doing drugs, stop drinking,
right.
Stop being homeless.
Right.
They don't know how.
Right.
Right. Or they've lost their way to understand how. But if I can teach them that they're loved by a holy and righteous God, a Savior, then I can get them to a place of self-control. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And then I think, you know, beyond that is helping all of us to understand that because there was this baby that was born in a manger, right?
Yeah.
Who came to be the light of the world, right? He has placed purpose in each and every one of us. And sometimes it's really just about the journey of finding our purpose.
It is.
Right? So for you, wherever the past had taken you to get you to the point where you were clear and started to find your purpose, and look at the amazing work that you have done. Again, I say it's not just the work, it's the lives that have been touched and the imprint, right?
Yeah. Well, let's tell some truth.
Because you followed your purpose.
Yeah, let's tell some truth right now. For me, I was a youth pastor when I backslid, right? Before I went into rehab, I was leading kids.
Mm.
And some things happened, and I didn't handle them correctly, you know, in my life, and I turned to drugs. You know, I lost a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going before the Lord and really letting him deal with me, I turned to things that weren't healthy.
Right.
You know, opiates, alcohol, and then methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we all come from different places.
Yes.
You know, the person sitting next to you in church on Sunday, we don't know what their struggle is.
That's right.
Right. But we all have them.
Right.
And when we're honest about them, we go before the Lord with them.
Yes.
He will begin to work with us and sanctify those things in our life. I didn't have the humility to be the director of a rescue mission when I was a youth pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't. God didn't cause my sin, but he didn't waste it either.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So he has led me down this path.
Absolutely.
The one thing I did do was surrender.
Yes.
So the thing I could do.
Yes.
I didn't have anything else in me, right? So all of these good things that have occurred over the last 17 and a half years have been a result of surrendering in obedience to my Savior.
And what a beautiful season that we're in that celebrates love, joy, kindness, right?
Yeah.
Humility, right? Sharing, you know, and caring. This is the season that we're in. And so I think, Pastor Bill, how you started out with reflection.
Yeah.
What a great time for us to reflect on what Christmas really means.
Yeah, I would love for everybody to open up to Luke 2. And read Luke to your family. Read it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're struggling, right? We talked about people that are more joyous this time of year, and it's
right.
true.
Right.
But maybe they're struggling.
Right.
Maybe this season is one of the hardest ones they're in their entire life.
Yes.
Right? We don't know.
Yeah.
But I want to encourage them that God's word, it says in Luke 2 in chapter 8, says, in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
That's beautiful.
That's Luke 2.
Pastor Bill, I want to thank you for such a beautiful holiday Christmas message, for sharing, for helping us to maybe take a moment and reset, reflect, right, and prepare for a new year and the opportunities that await us with joy, right? And so, in this work that you've been doing here in our community now for how many years?
17.
17 years. If there's listeners who would like to somehow support during this holiday season or get involved, you know, for the new year, how can they do that?
Sure. Yeah. We started out with the reminder of remembering who Christ is, right?
Yes.
So for me, getting to sit as the director of the rescue mission, that's the reminder God put in my life, right? And so I just, again, encourage you to look at that reminder for yourself.
Mm.
But how you can help the mission during this season is our homeless guests, some of them are on the streets, mm-hmm. some of them in between housing, whatever that looks like. They need hygiene and resources. I mean, it's cold. A pair of gloves, a hat.
Scarf,
jacket.
Yeah.
Hand warmers.
Socks.
Yeah. All these things are very important. You know, hygiene, wipes to wipe down and clean up.
Right.
Are so needed all the time. And, you know, maybe you have a heartfelt burden to do something in particular for them. I just encourage you to reach out to me at the Rescue Mission. Our phone number is 760-955-5958. You can also reach me at through our website. There's mm-hmm. an info email. I get all of those. You can reach out any of those ways and connect with me at the mission to see if there's a particular need that we have, because there are some people. You know, we got some people that are in between housing or going into housing. And
right.
I got asked for a refrigerator the other day,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So it just depends on really what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the Christmas season, and you want to help us help our local homeless, you know, go to vvrescuemission.org, check us out, reach out through the email there, see if there's a particular need. But I can tell you, always hats, gloves, socks, scarves, hand warmers, razors, hygiene items,
yeah, those hygiene
all of those things,
yeah.
Undergarments.
Yeah.
You know, we have a food truck and a shower trailer. We do, you know, we do hot meals every week.
Right.
And we do showers across the valley 4 days out of the week.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. And that's so, you know, awesome. We're always looking for new undergarments for both men and women. And that is one of the biggest things I cannot find on sale anywhere I go, Amazon, Google. So if you have a hookup for undergarments, reach out to the Rescue Mission and send it my way.
Yes. And I know that you guys had started to provide these services and resources for women.
Yes.
As well as,
oh my gosh,
as the men, right?
So everyone used to ask me, Bill, I love that you have a men's program, but how are you helping the women?
Right.
Right? And I would tell them this. Well, I'm making a better man, right, that can hopefully be a great partner to a woman.
Yes.
Now I actually get to help the women.
Yes.
Right? So the Rescue Mission, we said, hey, we are going to create a space for women to gain recovery, restoration,
yes.
you know, and find these same things that we've been able to offer men. So we now have two homes for men, two homes for women, a total of 24 beds across both all four homes. And we're looking to expand that, right?
Yeah.
We want to expand the transitional beds. And, you know, our success rate is 80% 5 years post-graduation, Regina.
That's awesome.
They're clean and sober. They're housed. They're employed. They're volunteering and tithing in their church. And they are reconciling with family. So those numbers aren't normal in our industry.
No, they're not.
Right? So
yeah.
Creating this wellness in people is an incredible thing. And it doesn't happen without there being a baby in swaddling cloths,
yes.
in a manger thousands of years ago.
Yes.
Right?
So in this season where we're looking for inspiration, we're using it to reflect. We can also use it as restoration,
yes.
And feed our souls and our spirits, right? But also, top of mind, how can we help? And so once again, just give us that phone number where they can reach out in the website.
Mm-hmm. 760-955-5958 and vvrescuemission.org.
Pastor Bill, thank you so much. You've given us just a wealth of message to meditate on, to process, and we want to thank you for that. And we also want to thank you once again, you and your amazing staff, for the work that you do, the lives that you are touching, and the imprint that you are making here in the high desert.
Amen.
Thank you for that. No, Merry Christmas.
That's what we get to do. Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is Colleen Quinn, Operations Manager here at El Dorado Broadcasters, which includes Talk 960, Y102, Cat Country 100.7, 106.5 The Fox, HD96.3, and La Equis 103.1. We appreciate you listening throughout the year, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season and a prosperous new year. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Regina from Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, and I want to wish everybody just the happiest of holidays, a very merry and blessed Christmas season. You know, it's a season where we're so grateful for just being here, right? And for the birth of a baby, which is just one of the best things in life. And so Christmas for me has always been really, really special. You know, I love the gifts, I love the food, love all of that. But most importantly, I love just being able to spend time with family and friends. And this year has been really special because we get to come into your homes and your cars and just share the wonderfulness of the high desert, the best of who we are, and how we can together be better. So at this special time of year, I just want to wish you all the best and hug your family a little tighter. Merry Christmas.
Hi, everyone. It's Roxanne Scafidi wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and a blessed New Year to you and your family. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. I do enjoy it very much, but it just seems to go by so fast with so many different things going on, family activities, but it's still a lot of fun. I do enjoy going to the Christmas concerts that the Victor Valley College does perform in so many different activities around Southern California. One of my favorite Christmas memories growing up, we took a trip to New Jersey to see my uncle and my aunt and my cousins, and the tree that they had in their house was so huge. It was like the biggest tree I had ever seen. It was so much fun. It went all the way to the ceiling and I touched it. So that was really cool to see. We also went to Mexico one Christmas as well when my brother was 6 months old. This year it's pretty exciting too because we're having family also from Mexico coming over this year. So really looking forward to it. So hope you have a lot of fun and thank you so much for a wonderful year on High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. And we hope to have even more conversations with you in 2025. Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannescafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.